Summer is officially here, and for people in Milwaukee who every winter ask themselves why they stay, the summer season is often reason enough. Beautiful weather, lots of hiking and swimming and camping, basically the opportunity to reconnect with nature. As WUWM's LaToya Dennis reports, there's a new group in town hoping to forge stronger relationships between Black people and the great outdoors.
So there's this long-held stereotype that Black people, especially in the North, don't do the outdoors. There's no interest in hiking, water sports are out, and camping, forget about it. Cheryl Mitchell says her goal is to dispel these stereotypes.
I am Milwaukee Area Leader for Outdoor Afro.
Outdoor Afro is a national organization that connects Black people with nature, a connection Mitchell says runs deep.
Depending on where you think we come from, whether the great continent and the motherland, we were outside. We did our cooking outside, we lived outside, we fished, we swam. There's even Black surfers in Senegal, come on. We are connected, but we think we're not.
Mitchell says these days, a lot of Black people live in urban areas and aren't exposed to nature, but the goal is to plant a seed that could change that. By around 9 a.m. on a recent Saturday, 15 or so people had arrived at the meeting point in front of the Menominee Valley Urban Ecology Center.
Hopefully you'll be walking and not walking looking down. We want you to see what's out here in the Menominee Valley. We also want to hear what the cool stuff is that's in this valley historically.
After a quick introduction, the group set off on a three-mile hike along the Hank Aaron Trail. Jamin Mahan says he doesn't spend much time outdoors, but vowed this year he would step outside his box.
Typically, you know, I'm calling up friends to hang out at some local bar or something. And when I say I'm outside my box, I'm like, I'm going to ride my bike more, go on longer trips instead of just down the block.
The 42-year-old says he also has an inherited kayak that he plans to use this summer. Mahan says he was born and raised in Milwaukee, but has never taken advantage of all the city has to offer, trails and rivers and that huge body of water known as Lake Michigan.
It never seemed like an option for someone like me. Inner city youth always seemed like somebody else did it, and that somebody else never looked like me. So
Mahan says that while the barriers may be self-imposed, they're real.
I mean, we're creatures of habit, and part of that habit is doing what we are used to or feel safe doing, or come across folks who are somewhat well-intentioned but always see you as the other, it still doesn't make you want to do it. And then when you see these ads for this outdoor stuff, you never see people of color. Never. It's crazy to me.
But concerns over being the only person of color hasn't stopped everyone. Alfonso Gardner says his first introduction to the great outdoors was through a YMCA camp as a kid. He also says his dad used to take him fishing. Gardner says if kids were more connected with nature, especially in urban areas, crime might not be as bad.
I think once they see something different and be out in the wild, their mind might start looking at things different.
Gardner says the key is to get kids interested young. While Gardner believes kids might benefit from nature, Milwaukee leader Cheryl Mitchell says it's also important to recognize that depending on your age and where you were raised, the outdoors hasn't always been a safe place.
For some people from rural South, they are concerned about being safe outside, that there are kidnappings, lynchings, all those sorts of horrible experiences, so they're kind of afraid of going out by themselves.
Mitchell says Outdoor Afro is designed to get even people who are fearful outside, too. She says it goes back to the philosophy of there being safety in numbers. Mitchell says her goal is to get people out of the city and into a world that's more peaceful, exhilarating, and welcoming than they could ever imagine. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.